Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello and welcome everyone to Beamer Blog Talk Radio. I am Rainey Hale and this is, of course, Horse Thursday. Today is Thursday, December 19th. I just had to look at the calendar like three times because I just wasn't quite sure that was accurate, but it's true. It's happening. I'm super happy to be with you all today. As you know, Thursdays are my favorite day. I get to spend with all of you and my amazing co-hosts, which we're short of today, but there's various, you know, as we all know, during the holidays, people are busy doing other things, but I'll give you an update on what they're all doing and then say hello to the ones we have. But I'd also like to tell everyone to please press one on your phone if you have any questions or comments, testimonials. On the show, we really have to keep it more behavioral and training oriented. We can't really talk about a lot of medical things on here being this public forum. So, but please, we'd love to hear from you. And grab a pen and paper. We almost always have phone numbers or websites, things like that, that you're going to want to write down if you haven't done that already. And speaking of that, I have Dr. B's number, but I think I'm going to wait a little bit to let people get on. He was going to be on, but last minute had to be rushed into an emergency surgery, so he just let us know that he's not going to be on today. So he's helping a dog in surgery, so we'll give him a pass for that. And Linda is not going to be on today. She is on vacation in Asia. Doing a big couple week vacation and some what's the word I'm looking for? Tours and cruises. That's the word I was needing. Cruise. She's on a big cruise. And I think it's the middle of the night there right now, so she won't be joining us for a few weeks. But and on that note, I wanted to remind everyone also that we won't be here next week. Next week is Christmas Day is Wednesday. So pretty much for that whole week, I think Blog Talk's not going to be on. And then, of course, New Year's the next week. We will be on the day after. So starting the 2nd, I think will be the first day that Blog Talk will be back on for the week between Christmas and New Year's. So, but we'll skip another week. I know you're going to miss us all, but we will be back on the 2nd and starting the New Year strong with Blog Talk. So we hope you all can join us. All right. I wanted to say good morning to Nate. Well, actually, it's not really morning for you, is it? Hi, Nate.
Good afternoon. Yes, it's always good to be on Blog Talk, and I can't believe it. I'm actually home. Man, I've been traveling around so much lately. It's a nice pleasure to be back home. We got beautiful blue skies, but it is awful cold out. So happy to be here.
Thanks, Nate. Yeah, we've been having cold and clear up until yesterday, and apparently the rain is coming in force in the next few days. They're talking about flooding and everything here, so but we're in the Northwest. We know all about rain.
Yep.
All right, and it looks like we've also got Tiff on. Hi, Tiff. Good morning. Tiff, are you
morning,
there?
Morning, Rainey. Good morning, Nate. Oh. Yes, I'm here.
Good morning.
We're out here at the ranch. Good morning. And we got three snowmobilers staying with us this week for 5 days. So we're entertaining them and hosting them. And we've been putting them on the Beamer and the human unit. So, yeah, we're just enjoying our time out here. Thank you for having me on.
Awesome. That sounds really great. Maybe I'll come to meet you for the snow for Christmas. A lot of my family's in Montana, so maybe I should plan. One of these years I'm going to have to plan going back for Christmas. We just haven't made it the last few years. All right. So a couple things to talk about before we start getting to what anybody else wants to share is I just wanted to do a couple just kind of points to talk about. I wanted to remind everyone about the National Convention coming up in May in Dallas, and they've extended that early bird special, so the discounted price till the end of the year. So if you were thinking you'd miss that and you couldn't afford it, because of that, now you've got some extra time just before the end of the year. They've extended that out. So it's really such a great event, full of a lot of information on both the company and all the new products and the future of the company. They have medical panels. It's all a very really impressive and full of information type of a event, and I've never been disappointed by any kind of Beamer convention that I've ever been to. They're always incredible, so you don't want to miss this. And then I hope everyone's kind of looking at that and maybe got a chance to sign up. And I haven't been able to do quite a lot with it yet because I've been at the clinic the last couple weeks, and the vet clinic just before the holidays just gets really crazy. So I've been pretty all consumed for that. But the next couple weeks I plan on really delving in and getting to work on that and focus a little more time on that part of my business. So and then I think it's probably long enough into the call, I can go ahead and talk about Dr. B's and my vet call that we do Wednesday nights. I almost said Thursday. We do the vet call Wednesday nights, and that is 5:45 Pacific, 8:45 Eastern, and it's for veterinarians or anyone that works under the direct supervision of a vet only, because we can talk a little freer about the, you know, things that you're using it for, protocols, diseases and things like that for specific things that we're using, because they can talk doctor to doctor. So we can talk a little bit freer about those things. So that's why it's limited to those only. So please send your vets to us. And this can be anything from vets that have already been using this product in their practice and are just trying to talk to other vets about different ways that they're using it, to vets that are brand new. When we had a vet on last night that had just bought her Beamer that day. And so she was looking for us, you know, how do we charge for it and how do you implement it into your practice and what kind of things do you use it on? And so that was really fun to start with somebody from the beginning and really talk about it. And then there's also vets that will come on that are just, you know, one of my patients is on this Beamer and I've seen some great results and they told me how great it was. So I'm just here to figure out what Beamer is and how I could possibly use it in my practice. So we have a huge range of vets that are on that. So, and it's such a great resource that Dr. B does. So please take advantage of it and send your vets to us. What he likes you to do is to text their information to his cell phone, and then he'll email them the invite to our Zoom call. So if you text their name, their phone number, their email address, and the state that they practice in, then he will send that invite. And his cell phone number is 973-632-2483. Again, that number is 973-632-2483. All right, so that's a really great call. So please send your vets to us. And then, Nate, I was wondering, I'm kind of hoping that you have some really great news for us on the new horse unit, that they've all of a sudden decided to listen to us and keep at least the cuff. Do you have any new news on the horse unit?
Unfortunately, I don't. We're still on a hold pattern. I was hoping that we would have some more information, but as of right now, the V2 will be let out in January. We still don't even know if we're going to be able to do a pre-order as of the 1st of January or not. I do know that we have units coming in, so hopefully we'll be all able to get our hands on some shortly, but we're still kind of on the hush-hush mode, so I don't want to put anything out there that's not correct, so we're just going to have to wait.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Nate. I know you have a little bit of an inside track on that, so I'm always hoping you've got some more info for us. So we don't have anybody on that wants to chat with us, so I'm going to send it around to Tiff and Nate and see if you guys have anything that you want to talk about or you want to share with us today.
Tiff, do you want to go first?
Sure, I can. Do you want? No problem. So I was trying to get a gal on today, but it sounds like she's not able to be on. I wanted her to kind of share her own story, but I can tell you a little bit about the difference that she's seen behavioral-wise in her horse, which has been pretty groundbreaking for her and her horse. So she has a 5-year-old mare, and I've shared a little bit about this horse before. So when I first met this woman, her horse was very just in that sympathetic state where she's super stressed, pawing and rearing at the trailer, pacing back and forth. Every time she would lunge her, she would be bucking pretty hard on the lunge line.
Yeah.
And so she's had to really work through a lot of different things with this horse. But from when I introduced her, she now owns a Beamer. And she really felt that it was kind of a pinnacle moment for her and her horse of getting her horse kind of over the hump. Starting, you know, this summer. And now she competed in Vegas at the All-In Barrel Race. And she was 0.003 out of winning the one of the Ds. And so the fact that she can get her horse to that level in this amount of time, she says, I personally don't think that it was just training. It was her mindset, her behavior from where she used to be to where she is now. She would just be completely out of the ordinary. She doesn't even buck anymore when she lunges her. Behavioral-wise, she's just advanced so much, and she attests a lot of that to the Beamer.
That's huge. I mean, to be able to even think about going to an event like that with a horse that gets so uptight about it and so hard, you know, a huge event like that would be very stressful for that horse. And I can't even imagine if, you know, based on what you've told us about her before, how she would respond to an event like that, where also the owner's, of course, a little bit stressed, just and nervous about it, and they feed off all of that. So being able to even think about going to an event like that and then doing so well because she is so not losing her mind because she's so nervous and scared, and, you know, being able to be calm and focused and think about her job for that day, that's amazing.
Yeah, she's really come a long way in a short amount of time.
Yeah, I mean, and also for a safety, from a safety perspective, I mean, a horse that's like that from when you're, you know, bucking and rearing and pawing in the trailer, I mean, that's dangerous for the horse for travel, and that's dangerous for the owner, you know, trying to get her calmed down, working through the rearing and the bucking, and, you know, it's dangerous for both of them. So you're talking about taking that edge off in a safety perspective for both of the horse and the owner, so...
Yeah, it's really just helped this horse overall with, you know, hauling and transitioning and just coping with all these stressful situations, because in this case, this horse was just always in that sympathetic state, and it just didn't know how to transition in a positive way. And so she's done, you know, and trainers can do that too, which it's not taking away from that, but I really felt like, and she even shared that, the Beamer was really pinnacle in her transitioning from, there's only so much you could do with training for a horse like that, for whether it's genetics, which probably is, or if that horse is, that's the personality it has, it just has really high anxiety, and so it's really helped her to just really go to the next level. The talent is unbelievable in this animal, and being at an event like you said, going from Colorado to Vegas, which is like a, I don't know, 17-hour ride from where she lives, probably 16 or so. And then being there for, I think she was there a whole solid week in a different environment and running. It was like a 4 or 5 slot they had to run because there was 500 or 600 horses there the entire time. So it wasn't just one run. It was like 5 or 6. So that stress of that environment and everything, just helping that horse to cope and did exceptionally well. The last run was her best run of the entire week, and she just couldn't believe it. She was just flabbergasted, but she was pretty happy with the Beamer. And she saw a lot of Beamers there as well, which was really good to see and hear.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. I'm glad that that's getting around, and, you know, what you guys and Nate are doing is really spreading that word, and people are really getting an idea of what it can do for their horses and being able to use it. But, gosh, that's huge for her. I mean, just to be able to allow that, because you were talking about the talent that's in that horse, but if she couldn't access it because she was so nervous and scared and reactive, then it was, you know, just wasted. And also, you know, what a way to live for that horse if she's always on the edge like that. So not only have you helped her, you know, be able to perform, but her quality of life has to be better if she can be able to cope with that anxiety and that stress now without being able to, you know, overreact and get scared and buck and rear and hurt herself and hurt other people, if she can now kind of deal with that and be a horse.
And, you know, one thing that I would just add to that is for those of us out there that do own horses and are utilizing Beamer technology, one thing that Linda and I have both said is to make sure to be observant. Watch all the different things, the behavior patterns, and see how your horse is responding, not only from the actual programs that you're using on your horse, but just document. It's probably one of the biggest things you can do is to keep a little, you know, one of those little 3.5 by 5.5 little notepads and just document your frequency of how many times you're doing it. What programs are you running? What are you visually seeing? And just observe and keep that information, because in the long haul, that's going to give us a lot of information that we can possibly share and actually help each other in a better way of understanding how Beamer works. So make sure that you take that opportunity to write those little things down, what you're doing before trailering an animal. Are you beamering them right before you leave? Are you beamering an hour before you put them on the trailer? Just what is their results when they get off? Because I know that a lot of animals and what we've experienced, that if you're actually able to beamer a horse before you trailer, by the time that you get to your event or location, a lot of times it's hard to get animals to actually eat or even drink or eliminate. And so we've seen a real big difference in a change that just by beamering a horse beforehand and just actually keep those documentations of, wow, we got the horse out, literally automatically started to drink. So there's just different little key items that if you can help compile that data, that'll go a long way in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, it's not going to come up it's not going to be that Beamer's going to do protocols for us, because they're, you know, same as the human unit, we're not going to do protocols. But we may eventually, with research and information, be able to come up with some things like the basic plan for animals. So it's a good place for people to start and good things like that. So all of that will go into helping us do that in the future. So please do.
Yep.
All right. So
looks like we have a caller there.
Yep, we do have one caller. Let's go ahead and take a look. We've got area code 909. Area code 909, you're live on Blog Talk.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Holly, folks. I'm calling from Los Angeles. How is everyone this morning?
Great, Holly.
Wonderful.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank
good
you.
Good, I guess.
Wonderful, I'm glad. I actually was trying to get the contact information for the veterinary set. I think I have some people who might be interested. I'm not a veterinarian at all, but I think that's very interesting, especially for horses. So I'm not sure if I got the doctor's name, Dr. B as in boy, or Dr. V. I didn't hear very much at the beginning.
Yeah, no problem. So we call him Dr. B, but his actually last name is Bukoff. B as in boy. I'm going to have to write it. B-U-C-H-O-F-F.
Okay, Bukoff is German. Okay, gotcha. Okay.
Yep.
And then
what
is his telephone number, please?
So his cell phone number is 973.
Yes.
632.
Yes.
2483.
Perfect.
And so that veterinary call, I just did want to make clear that it's for large and small animals. So, I mean, I work in a mixed animal practice, so we deal with large and small animals. I think mostly small animal, but we do have more stuff to come on. And everything too. So
okay.
It's a combination. It can be large or small animal for that call.
Okay, perfect. And then I believe I heard text information to that number to Dr. Bukoff. What information do you text? Oh, so he likes, so
it's going to be the veterinarian's information, because then he can send the veterinarian the invite to the Zoom call. So he likes their name,
okay,
their phone number, their email address,
name,
and the state
phone
that they
practice
in.
Name, phone number, email address, and state they practice in. So I'm to text
yep.
that information to him.
Yep, and then he will send
Zoom
it.
Call, you said?
He will invite them to the call, yeah, because it is veterinarians or any, and it can be techs or any other kind of person, that assistant that works underneath the supervision of a vet can also be on the call. So
okay, like
yep.
a veterinarian assistant or something?
Absolutely, yep.
Wonderful. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
All right, thanks, Holly.
Thank you.
All right, and we've got shy people today. Nobody wants to talk to us. Nate, do you want to talk about some of the stuff you've been doing? I know you've been doing a lot of traveling and moving around. I know you're finally home, but you want to talk about some of the things you've been doing and seeing?
Yeah, actually, we have we spent some time down in Tennessee and Kentucky, and just having the opportunity to meet with some different folks down there. And it's just amazing. Now Beamer being around here in the United States strongly with a presence for about 5 years, how many people are starting to be very receptive? And
mm-hmm.
so, especially in the horse industry, I mean, people are starting to hear little buzzwords about, wow, this product is really pretty cool and it does work. And so it was interesting. I'll never forget, you know, just three short years ago when the original vet line came out, that, I mean, it was the new product that was too expensive, that nobody knew anything about, and, you know, it was just another one of those gimmicks. But, guys, the science and the testimonials, which are really big, people are seeing a difference. And so it's been fun to see that reception for the actual line and knowing where we're going to go. And I do believe, and if you weren't on the call last night for the national IBD call, I think 2020 is going to be an amazing year. Matter of fact, I don't think I know. We got a lot of things going on with this company. Albert is lining things up to where we're going to see some tremendous growth. We're not looking at just an increase of 3-5%. We're looking at an increase of 20% growth in the near future. And that's all because of you that are out there sharing your story. And he couldn't have said it better, but everybody has their own personal story, whether it's themselves or with their animal. And nobody can change that. And the facts are is that Beamer does work. And when people hear these stories, it's very compelling, and it is very moving. And so one thing that I would say, that as we go forward, and I like this time of year because literally it's a time for us to sit back, reflect at the different blessings that we have before us living in this land where we have, even though it seems like it's in turmoil, guys, we're in a situation here in the U.S. to where we are blessed beyond all measure. And so I like to take this time of year and just kind of reflect and count your blessings. And last night, kind of off track here, this isn't really horse related, but I had a dinner party that I put together for a bunch of my distributors. And we had an amazing time just to get together and have that camaraderie and to share a meal together and to share stories. And I had bought them all a little bit of an extra gift. And I asked them to, and it was just a really, really nice coffee cakes. And, oh, man, they are really good. So, but anyway, I told them that, you know, come tomorrow or another day, take the time with a cup of coffee and your spouse, sit down, have a piece of coffee cake, and just take the time to reflect back however long that you've been in this Beamer business. And in my case, a little over 4 years, and just think and be appreciative of the lives and the animals' lives that we've literally been able to change. And I tell you, it is very humbling to think that just by sharing this blessing that we've personally experienced and how this has continued to literally snowball. And so don't forget to take the time to reach out and to be reflective on how much we really can do and how many lives we really can change one by one, reaching homes one person at a time. So make sure that you spend that time and set your goals for coming into 2020. The things that we have in front of us, set those goals, make them achievable, make them real. But if you don't set them, they're not going to happen. And so I know that George Veronis is working on a lot of different things. Even here at the first of the year, we're going to have a couple of different formats. So it's going to help you in doing that. But set your goals high and really strive for them. And I tell you, in 2020, with everything that we have now in place, with the 283, with the ID side, with products that are getting better, the sky's the limit. So just wanted to put that much out there. We've been planning. Matter of fact, Tiff was on our call. I had a call the other night. We got the Western Stock Show in Denver coming up from the 11th to the 26th. We literally have six different groups that aren't even attached to me. They're not even in my downline. And we're looking forward to working together as a team just to share in that whole industry, you know, with the equine industry and everything else that's there at the stock show. But it's a lot of fun. And don't forget to have fun. And it is fun and humbling just to be able to have an effect on people's lives. So look forward to, hopefully, if you're in the Denver area, if you can stop by and see us at the booth, love to chat with you. But we'll leave it at that. It looks like we got a few more callers.
Yeah, it looks like we do. You know, Nate, I just wanted to, when you first, you know, that's so great. And thank you so much for reminding us just to take that breath and take that time. This time of year can be kind of hectic. So it is important just to kind of stop and take that breath and just, you know, give gratitude for the blessings that we have. And I also wanted to talk just really quick about, you were talking about the people being more receptive now. And I've been in with Beamer for just a little bit longer than you. I've been just over 5 years now. And I can't believe the change that is happening, both people and animals side, with the difference between when I mentioned Beamer and using Beamer 5 years ago and when I mention it now. It's been an incredible difference, and people are more they've heard of Beamer now. You know, when I talk to people about using it, and they'll go to their chiropractors or their physical therapists or things like that, and they know about it, or their doctors. And also people are just more open to some other type of, you know, alternative therapy. So it's been a really fun transition to be a part of. So, all right.
Yep.
I think Tiff said we might lose her, but I think this, she said she has one of her gals on. So I wanted to be sure to talk about this we just dropped her. She said she was going to call right back in. Maybe I'll wait to open what I think is going to be her, person's line until she can get on and talk about it. But let's go ahead and take this caller. It's going to be caller area code 978. Area code 978, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hey, Jim Lippincott in Massachusetts. Hope everybody's getting ready for Santa Claus. anyway,
hi.
I'm wondering if it has been mentioned, is the dollar amount going to be significantly different for V2?
Oh, yeah, it's $50 more. Is that correct, Nate? Is all?
That's correct. Yeah.
Yeah,
all right.
So it's actually going to be a bigger bang for your buck. You're going to get the two boots with the full body blanket and the double charger for just $50 more. So it's actually you're going to get more than equipment as well for just the $50 more.
Ah, double charger. That's a good idea for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But as I guess previously discussed, the original cuff has many more uses than apparently these, quote, kind of specifically booty cuffs. Or are you calling them cuffs or boots, or what are they going to be called?
Well, we're hoping they're going to be called boots because the cuff has many more applications, as you have noticed. And so, I mean, everybody and their brother and mother and sister have been calling, making sure that we can still maintain having the cuff. So we're hopeful for that, but we just don't have a definite yes or no. But we do know that once the original V1 is out of stock, it is no longer going to be manufactured. So, but we're hopeful that the cuff will still continue. So we'll let you know as soon as we find out for sure.
Okay, cool. And I have one of my original Beamer purchasers who works with horses, but she doesn't have a horse unit yet, although is striving to get one. Actually has even a GoFundMe page up because she has a horse significant issue with a tendon problem. And but I'm wondering, and I don't know whether it's allowed to be spoken of because it's quote off, if the B pad could be used in the meantime.
Well, yeah. Put it this way, Jim, we all have used the Pro unit in multiple different ways. We'll let that stand to your own understanding and what you want to do with it. It is an off-label use, so we do have to make that little disclaimer. But we know Beamer as a whole, whether it's his veterinarian line or the human line, it does increase blood flow. So we'll let you run with that however you wish.
Run with it. I get it. Ha-ha. and I don't know whether quote, able to mention this GoFundMe page at all or have people contact me about it. It would be great to have people in the Christmas spirit be able to help Barb out.
Nate, I don't know about that. Can we have him talk about that on here?
I probably would say not at this point in time. Just put it out there on Facebook and just say that you have this GoFundMe. Probably not allowed on this show.
Sorry about that, Jim, but definitely Facebook would be a good resource, and then and sorry we can't help out more, but I hope she gets what she needs for her horse.
I'm in prayer that she will. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
All right.
Thanks for calling in. It's always good to hear from you. All right. All right, and we have Tiff back, and Tiff, is your person got the same area code 970 as you?
Yes, her name is
perfect.
Michelle Patton. She was the gal I was talking about earlier.
Is this Michelle?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Michelle.
Can you hear me?
All right, I'll let you. Yes, we're good. There's a little bit of a delay on here, if that's what you're hearing, so, but I'll let you and Tiff chat about. We'd love to hear more about your horse.
Okay.
So Michelle here is a new member to our team, and we're super excited to have her on board. She is very well known in the equine dentistry world, and she also does acupuncture, massage, chiropractic, in all over the U.S. She has a background in racing and the racehorse world, and she has a practice that does horse medicine, so for horses. And she was the one I was talking about earlier. Hey, Michelle, can you mute yourself a second? I think that's you.
Yeah, we are getting a little background. I'm not sure where that's coming from. Yeah.
Okay. Just until, and she was the one I was talking about earlier that for her horse. So I just really wanted her to share her story today. So here she is.
There is a little bit of delay. Can you all hear me?
Yes. Hello. Hi.
Okay. Hi. I'm super blessed to have met Tiff and her husband, Jim. I ride a mare that is a little bit special. Okay, let's be honest. She's crazy. We'll just be honest. She's crazy. And the first time I met, I've never sent a horse to the trainer in my life. But this mare I did because she bucks, and I'm talking dirty, bronky, honking, snorting buck. Mm. And so I sent her to a trainer, and I've put 3 years now, it's been like this in November, it was 3 years of hard riding on this mare. And I cannot get on her without lunging her, period, because she will buck you up right now. And so the first time I met Tiff, we were at a barrel racing clinic, and I was out in the arena lunging my mare. And she was like rodeo bronc bucking for about 5 or 6 laps, and his husband was watching me, and he's like, "You're not going to get on that horse, are you?" And everybody says that to me. Everybody. Everywhere I go, when I go to a barrel race and I lunge her in the warm-up pin, people line up and watch, and you can hear them all go, and they're like, "You're not going to get on her, are you?" Well, yeah, eventually I'm going to get on. But she's very difficult. She doesn't eat and drink on the road. She's very fractious, tied to the trailer. Until recently, I did not have running lights on the side of the trailer where I tie her because she paws them a lot. Stand on her hind legs and put her hind legs on the side of the trailer. Put her front legs on the side of the trailer. Just horrible. And Tiff has video documentation of her tied to my trailer. And so that whole day at the clinic, she was just fractious and naughty. And I'm just kind of used to it, you know, but it's irritating because at the clinic, I need to make progress and, you know, take her through some new drills and learn some new things without constantly fighting her. And yeah. That night, Tiff came over to my trailer and she's like, "Hey, you know, I really want to share something with you." And me being, you know, a sports practitioner for 30 years, I'm like, "Yeah, whatever. One more stupid gimmick, you know." That's what I thought, honestly. And I'm like, "I don't know this lady," but I was like, "Okay, be open-minded, you know, listen to what she has to say." And I just had a gut feeling that I needed to listen to her. And so she came over and she put the vet unit on my horse, who was rearing up, kicking out from behind, pawing the trailer. I mean, just ugly. People always say, "How do you
miserable,
deal with this
yeah.
horse?" And I'm like, I'm like, "Well, she makes me tired." And within 10, and I have to back up and say, I know that we can't talk about like the medical aspects of it, but I got there for 20 hours. That mare only drank a half a bucket of water. She doesn't drink on the road. And so Tiff came over, put the Beamer on her. Within 10 minutes, that mare was standing quietly with her eyes closed. And then she drank a full bucket of water. That night, she drank 2 more buckets of water. That night, she was not digging holes to China, and she was loose. I had hot wire fence around my horse trailer, because that's what I do at some places that we can do that. I just put electric wire up, and then she can stick her head in my living quarters and see me and not be so fractious or have so much anxiety. She didn't dig giant holes that night. The next morning, because I was parked right next to Tiff, the next morning she came over and she did another session with the Beamer. And I saddled my mare, went to the warm-up pin to lunge her, and she did not buck one time. She kicked out, but she didn't buck. And so I got on her and went in the arena to warm up, which I always do everything exactly the same. You cannot deviate with this mare. You have to do your same routine every time. Well, that's not realistic when you're competing on a professional level, because every place you go is different. And so I was doing my little routine, and everybody was like, "What did you give your horse? What did you drug her with?" And I'm like, "I didn't." And they're like, "Yes, you did. What did you give her?" I'm like, "I swear I didn't give her anything." And they're like, "Well, what did you do to her?" And I said, "Well, ask that lady over there." You know, and so the difference in that mare with just 2 sessions was remarkable. But she was still fractious. I was at a point in my life where I couldn't afford to buy a unit. And she was horrible going down the alley, rear up, spin back. And so I would see Tiff at events, and she would do another session. And finally, you know, I was blessed to be able to get a unit through Tiff. And that mare is a completely different horse. Yesterday, I lunged her before I warmed her up, and she didn't even lope. She just trotted a couple circles and then came to the center to be like, "Okay, I'm ready." And I got on her and off we went. She drinks better on the road. And I'm not saying that the Beamer's making her drink, but I think because she's relaxed and she's, you know, a lot, not so much anxiety, that then she'll be willing to drink. She eats better on the road. People I can't tell you in words how different this horse is. Only the people who have seen my journey with her that are like, you need to sell that horse because she's crazy and you're going to get hurt. And I already have a $300,000 leg. I don't need another one. And the only way I can explain it is that it's a different horse. The first time I competed on her in September, like really competed, not just playing around, and she went straight down the alley, went in, made a run, and I thought, where's my horse? Someone bring my horse back. She is a completely different horse. And the only thing that I have done differently is the Beamer. That's the only thing I've changed, that I have changed. Recently, well, last week I went to Las Vegas and competed in the All In. I was very pleasantly surprised to see quite a number of Beamers wandering around the stall barns. You know, people having them in their bags, which is really awesome because where we live, when you say Beamer, they're like, what's that? And I'm finding it difficult to even get people to try it.
Yeah.
You know, it's, they're like, I'm not sure. But the people who know me and know my horse and have watched my horse are like, holy buckets, I'm getting one. I'm waiting till January when the new unit comes out. I'm getting one because that's a big enough difference. The people that are around me all the time that have seen that horse that thought she was absolutely crazy. And now, and they're like, what are you doing different? Did you change your feed? Did you change it? I said, nothing except the Beamer. And also what I'm finding too is in my massage work, in the chiropractic work, if I do a Beamer session first, I'm getting better results. I'm finding on my own horse. I'm not going to say anybody else's, but on my own horse, I am seeing her less muscle soreness, more able to relax when I really get in there to get, you know, a release on those joints or in the muscle fascia. I'm finding it much easier and getting better results that last longer. So for me, that is just huge, helping that mare not have anxiety.
Yeah. Gosh, that's a great testimonial, and it's even especially great knowing all the things you've already done, because you've already can do massage and all your other sports therapy stuff you've already done with your horse and the feed and all those things, and to know that the one thing that you changed after you had done all that other things was Beamer, and has got such a great result. That's such a great testimonial for what Beamer can do. And like I was saying before you were on, that was a safety thing. I mean, that was a dangerous situation for your horse and for you. And now you guys can compete as a team. So.
Well, and we did really super well in Vegas. We won quite a bit of money. We won a championship round, made it to the short go. And I don't believe any of that would have been possible on that mare in that big a venue with lights and music and a freaky alley and everything. That would, I do not believe it would have been possible without the Beamer sessions. I was out there at 5 o'clock in the morning with the Beamer, you know, every day. And I do not believe on that particular mare, I would have been able to go to Las Vegas and compete, much less win money.
Yeah.
So,
Michelle,
I mean,
Michelle, that's an amazing story. And I tell you, that is just a testament to what I was talking about earlier of how we are able to affect. And in this case, I mean, in a lot of different situations, I can hear people, and I've heard multiple people say, yeah, you need to get rid of that horse. That thing's a nut job.
Yeah.
But imagine just with a few simple sessions of seeing what Beamer can do and what that has turned your horse. And who knows the potential of these animals unless they get into that relaxed parasympathetic state. And so to be able to hear your testimony, thank you for calling in, because that's what this is all about, is knowing that we do have a product that does work and that people are seeing results. You know, just for like what you said, horses do not like to drink after they've trailered long distances. And look what happened with this horse. I mean, that's amazing. So everything that we have told and shared here on Blog Talk is all validated with your testimony. So I can't thank you enough for coming on and sharing that.
And I'm going to jump in.
Well, thanks
real
for
quick,
having me.
We're about to get cut off here in about 15 seconds. But, Michelle, I wanted to thank you for coming on, and you're welcome anytime. Please come back on. Well, we can chat maybe and get you on. And everyone, thank you so much. Have a happy holidays, and we'll see you in 2 weeks. Thanks, everyone.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Oh, and then
you.
We're in. Then we're over.
Today's show
that cut us off.
Thanks, you guys. Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.